earn a living. You probably own a business, work for one, or want to start one. Business is central to your life. But do most business shows really speak to you?
Today on the show, the $1 billion valuation of
Balogu and Broad does. Let's talk about the stock market and Alaba market. Let's talk about share IPOs and diesel supply LPOs. Let's talk about Broad Street.
The Nigeria Stock Exchange recorded an all-time high of
and Balogun Street.
The maximum I will spend on fuel, so on throw, was 4,000.
On Balogu and Broad, Wednesdays at 5.
Lagos, I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts Still. It's time for Balogu and Broad. This is the realest business show on the radio. We talk about how businesses of all sizes are affected by issues in the news. We also talk about how the people who work for those businesses are affected by those same issues. And today's big question is, well, what are the benefits of joining a cooperative? I've been trying to have this conversation for a very long time. Let's just say that. I've been trying to have this conversation for a very, very long time. It hasn't worked out pretty much. Let's do it today. We have to do it. We're going to do it today. Because cooperatives are becoming more and more popular in Nigeria. I don't even know if they're becoming or they've just always been really popular in Nigeria. More Nigerians are looking into them as a way to pool resources to achieve their financial and business goals. They've been around for a really long time. Lots of people have cooperatives in their offices, people have in their estates, people have associations like old girls associations, for example. Lots of you are thinking about joining a cooperative. You're wondering, okay, should I even start a cooperative? Lots of you have questions about, well, how they work, can I trust them? So many questions, so many issues around it. So for the rest of this hour, my guests will try to answer your questions about cooperatives. My guest is the CEO of Beckley Consulting Limited. He's a board member of He's a board member of Ayetutu Investment Company. It's a financial cooperative. His name is Joshua Owimi. Joshua, good to have you on the show. Welcome. Hi, Joshua.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
Welcome. Lagos, what questions do you have about cooperatives? What questions do you have about how cooperatives work, about the opportunities of cooperatives, about the challenges with cooperatives? Go ahead and give us a call on 0700-993-993-993. Also call us on 01465-7190. Joshua, let's start with the basics, right? What's a cooperative? What makes it different from other organizations and other associations?
Okay, thank you very much. It's good to be here, like I said. Like you said in your intro, the concept of cooperative is largely not well understood, or the benefits are not well taxed, especially now with the challenges we have in the economy. The cooperative business model ought to come to the rescue of many individuals who have challenges. But first, what is a cooperative society? I think we should start with what a cooperative society is. A cooperative society is a voluntary association of individuals, of persons, of whatever level, whatever grade, who have come together for a common purpose. It could be economic, it could be social, it could be cultural, it could be anything, and have agreed to own a joint organization to pursue that purpose. And so you find that it is voluntary. Any group of people who have common interests from wherever can just decide to come together and say, want to form a cooperative society for a common purpose. Of course, that will be run according to what we call cooperative principles. It is open to everybody. There is no special qualification. Of course, there could be age qualification. You have to be a minor. You have to be an adult to form a cooperative society. But once the people agree, they also agree the terms on which the society will be managed. So it's one organization that is really very flexible according to what the people who form it one. But of course, subject to some guideline, some direction by government at one level or the other. Maybe we should stop there and instead you want me to go further into the setup and some of the benefits of cooperating that do not seem to be well understood by the public.
Okay, let's go there. I want to hear that. Go ahead.
Okay, all right. You know, I want to say that the cooperative business model is an engine for entrepreneurial development. Today, many entrepreneurs, many business owners have several challenges, among which are one, inability to raise funds, to raise capital to run their businesses. Two, lack of adequate management capacity. These two issues are so crucial to the success of any organization. And a cooperative will come to the rescue of those who are in need of this, who want to solve these challenges. Let's take the first one.
Okay.
Ability to raise money. We have just said that a cooperative society is a voluntary association of people, which means they can jointly raise money. They can jointly contribute money to fund a project. Meaning that what an individual cannot raise, the joint ownership of society will raise money, which can even be given to people in turns, like you have the Osusu model, you know, in those days. So money, raising capital becomes easier with a corporate society, not only because they will raise money, but because the members of society will have different connections, different other resources that they can bring to bear. Now, talk about capacity building. Do you know that if you have a corporate society, there could be an engineer, there could be an accountant, there could be a marketer, all sort of professions can be that corporate society. By the mere fact of having different professionals in that corporate society, it means that you have different knowledge, different experience that will come to bear on the management of the corporate society. So in terms of capacity, you don't lack it. So the challenge really is how to get people together who agree, you know, to come together to form a cooperative society. But of course, there are some rules that have to apply.
Be applied. Okay.
For that society to work with.
Before we get to the rules, I want to talk about, or I want you to talk to me about some of the use cases you've seen for cooperatives. What are some of the use cases you've seen for cooperatives?
Some of the
use cases, you know, some things you've seen cooperatives be used for.
Okay, all right. Let's start with the very common ones. A lot of company cooperatives, you have corporate society, very common among employees of different companies, especially the big companies and government organizations, government ministries. You find them into several cooperatives.
Okay.
For instance, a cooperative that I know in a company, this corporate society mobilized money from the members, bought a land in Lekki, built houses for members of the cooperative, borrowed money from the bank, over $1 billion, to build the house, and then requested members of the cooperative to pay gradually using their housing allowance and all that. And today, have what we call cooperative villa. Cooperative villa, which is built by the corporate society. Beyond that, beyond moping up money to do big projects like an estate where members would benefit from, a corporate society can, I also know a corporate society that have come up during Christmas time to buy a lot of foodstuff, rice, granola oil and all that, and sell to their members at reduced prices, discounted prices for them to use. But today, what we expect to see, or what we are beginning to see, it's an entrepreneurial cooperative, cooperative of people who come together to set up a business so they can contribute money to set up a business. And then sometimes these members will even buy the product of the business. They will be the marketers of the business. They will be the consumers. And when that is done, they benefit and the economy benefits too.
I see. Okay. What? Why do you think so many people are very interested in cooperatives? I was going to say that there seems to be a growing interest, but I think the interest has always been there. What factors do you think are responsible for why people are very interested in cooperatives. Do you even think that people are very interested in cooperatives? I think let's start there.
I think that the interest is growing, but not enough.
Okay.
Not enough, perhaps because I know the benefits of cooperative.
Okay.
But in my view, the growing interest is essentially because of sourcing revenue to do business. But that's not the only benefit. But a lot of people, the public believe that a cooperative is essentially to assist with money. You do your contribution and you're able to get loan at reduced stress. So people move into cooperative essentially for the purpose of funding one project or the other.
Mm-hmm.
It can even be to fund appliances they have, to buy a car, to do all sorts of things.
Mm-hmm.
That is the driving force for the people, in my view.
Mm.
But it shouldn't be only that, because there are more benefits than just securing money, you know, for the cooperative.
Mm.
You know, when a cooperative is standing strong, that cooperative has the ability to negotiate on behalf of the members,
mm-hmm.
the strength of the numbers that they are.
Mm-hmm.
But the other part of pulling knowledge, pulling expertise together, doesn't seem to be resonating very well with people yet. And that is an area I'm interested in.
Mm.
When you come together as entrepreneurs in a cooperative arrangement, you also put your expertise together, your knowledge together for the interest of the business, like I said, and the interest of society.
Why do you think that is?
I think it's lack of education.
Okay.
A lot of people don't even know how cooperative run.
Mm-hmm.
It's lack of education.
Okay.
For instance, in Lagos State, 2018 or so, the Lagos State set up the Lagos Cooperative College, that's COCO, that's the acronym, Lagos Cooperative College.
Mm-hmm.
I think Lagos State government felt that there was inadequate awareness also of how cooperative run. And then they set up that college. I think, if I'm not so sure, they graduated, maybe the first set earlier this year, and not too long ago, they graduated the first set of from that cooperative college.
Mm.
No, they also do capacity building training. So the awareness is not so much because people don't seem to understand how it works. And you know, cooperative is something a little different from just setting up a company. But there are some rules that you need to follow. And then some controls, some approvals that need to be gotten from the government.
I see. Okay.
This program, let me just say that this program is a good one.
Mm-hmm.
If it is only to even raise awareness
mm-hmm.
of the benefit or the importance of cooperating,
mm-hmm.
not just to individuals alone, mm-hmm. to the economy, to businesses and what have you.
I see. Lagos, if you have questions, now is a good time to ask, because I'm going to let Joshua go before 5:27. Actually, at 5:25, I'm going to let Joshua go. So we've got some time for you to call in with your questions for Joshua about cooperatives, how they work, if you want to get involved, etc., etc. But before I go to Lagos, Joshua, very, very quickly, because Lagos is already calling, very, very quickly, how are cooperatives regulated? You just mentioned the Lagos body, but how are they regulated in general?
Yes, the cooperative is in the concurrent legislative list.
Okay.
And so that means that the federal government and the state government will regulate cooperative. So there is at the federal level, there's a director of cooperatives, you know, and you actually have the Federal School of Cooperatives that has been set up some years before the Lagos State version came in 2018. Now you have that federal, then you have at the state level, some states have Ministry of Cooperative, some states have Ministry of Commerce, and whatever it is, the regulation of cooperative is both federal and state.
Hmm.
But essentially, multi-purpose cooperative that is set for different purposes, are usually, in most cases, regulated by various states that have cooperative units, cooperative department. It may not be a full-fledged ministry,
mm-hmm.
but there's a cooperative unit.
Mm-hmm.
You have the Federal Cooperative College in Ibadan. You have it in Kaduna, for instance.
Mm-hmm.
Before the Lagos State government signed into law the Lagos State Cooperative College in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
Now, Lagos State government, for instance, registered cooperative societies are required to contribute 1% of their profit to Lagos State Directorate of Cooperative as audit and supervision fees. Now, the audit and supervision of cooperative societies are done by the director of cooperative, the ministry. know, there's some regulation.
Mm-hmm.
The bylaws or the rules that govern the members,
mm-hmm.
they are called bylaws,
mm-hmm.
like a constitution or mm-hmm. whatever.
Because mm-hmm. that's what I was going to ask next. I was going to ask about corporate, about what corporate governance looks like inside a corporate.
Yes. Yeah, so there is a bylaw
mm-hmm.
that will be prepared by members of the cooperative.
Okay.
That bylaw must show that the cooperative principles are embedded in it.
Mm.
Now, what are the cooperative principles? The cooperative principles include democracy, that the cooperatives must be run democratically.
Mm.
No one person will be in charge.
Mm.
Voluntary and open membership, no restriction,
mm.
voluntary.
Mm.
Then participation,
mm.
autonomy and independence, and a concern for the community.
Mm.
So this bylaw will indicate how it will run, who will be in charge of what, and it will be sent to the director of cooperative, who will look at it, and when satisfied, will okay it before it becomes operational.
Yeah.
So as a matter of fact, cooperative have a rule book, which is a bylaw that guides them, and then they are audited. They are subject to the control of the director of cooperative with the Ministry of Commerce, you know, an industry.
I see.
So that's how they are organized, that's how they are governed. So the and because the audit is also compulsory,
mm-hmm.
I remember a particular case of a cooperative that didn't have any audit for 2 years.
Mm.
That was a major issue. The executive of the cooperative were going to be sanctioned for not having the audits. But of course, they managed to do that and he got away with it.
Okay. All right, Lagos, now you can call 0700-993-993-993, 01465-7190. These are the numbers you can call, join the conversation, ask your questions to Joshua, who's right here with me in the studio. WhatsApp is available as well. WhatsApp is 080-959-75805. Hello, thank you for calling us.
Hello.
Hello.
Sandra.
Yes.
How are you?
I'm very well. How are you?
Very well. My name is Alcine, calling from Ikeja.
Welcome, Alcine. Go ahead.
Yeah. Mr. Joshua, thank you very much. I want to find out, because I am in a cooperative, and then there was one time we wanted our papers, because before they approve any AGM, they have to, sign all your papers and the rest. And then one of the directors or one of the officials in the delayed our paper because, as far as she's concerned, we didn't bribe her enough.
Ah.
And our cooperative leaders came to say, yes, they are terrible there, let me tell you. They are terrible. In Lagos State, they are. She delayed our paper. We'll find out from our executives what is happening. When she said, we gave her social amount, she's not collecting until she has social amount. I said, what is it? So when the AGM finally came, we took it up with her. We said, why didn't you, in fact, she didn't even come. She sent her subordinate. And we told him, we said, we are very, very unhappy with her because she delayed our paper. We couldn't have our AGM until they gave her a particular amount. Why should we give her, is she not being paid for her job? So that is what we go through. So I want to find out, is this statutory, apart from that 1% that we pay so many other things. Oh, well, is this statutory to give a particular officer in charge, director of a cooperative, some amount of money? And then even if you give him 10 naira, you say, no, you want 30 naira.
Altine, thank you so much for calling with that question. Joshua, I'm going to take a quick break. Joshua, I'll take a very quick break. When we come back, we're going to have 2 minutes for you to answer the question from Altine. Of course, you don't represent the government. You are, somebody who's doing his own consulting, but I'm sure you've got answers for a question like that. We've got 2 minutes to address it when we return from this break. Lagos, if you just tuned in, hello. You're listening to Balogun and Broad on Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I've got the CEO of Beckley Consulting Limited here with me. He's a board member of Ayetutu Investment Company. It's a financial cooperative. His name is Joshua Obimi, and he's been talking to me about how exactly cooperatives work, what the benefits of joining one are. I hoped we would have time to find out how to differentiate between a good, solid cooperative and an unstable one or a scam one. But it looks like we're not going to have the time to get into it. But let's take this break. When we come back, he'll answer that question that came in a few seconds ago from Altine. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. Don't go away. Okay, you're listening to Nigeria Info 99.3. Joshua is my guest. Okay. Joshua, back to you. Go ahead.
Yeah, thank you very much. That question, really, I sympathize with the lady. It's part of the general issues we have in our country. It ought not to be that. You know, a lot of government functionaries, not just in the cooperative, have these issues of expecting gratification to do what they are paid to do. I sympathize with her, but I can confirm that it's not the usual practice. That is not how it should be. The fees that are payable are official. They give you receipt for them, like the one piece I talked about. Hmm. But this one of not signing paper and giving money before signing paper is not correct. Hmm. It's not normal, and it's not the practice, and shouldn't be the practice.
Okay. Actually. All right. Okay, Joshua. So I have a question, but I've got just 30 seconds. I wonder if it's possible to very briefly answer how one can differentiate between a good, solid cooperative and an unstable cooperative or a scam. Is there a short answer to that?
Very quickly, mm-hmm. Look at the bylaws, mm-hmm. the bylaws of the cooperatives, and look at how well they comply with the bylaws. Do they hold their AGM regularly? Once they have bylaws that you can identify with, that the regulations are good and they are fine, and then they follow or they comply with what they have said they will do. Mm. They hold their AGM and they audit their account regularly. Mm. Then you can conclude fairly that is a good cooperative.
Okay. Lagos, don't go away, because I've got money to give away to a few lucky listeners who are still here when we come back from this break. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. I've been speaking with the CEO of Beckley Consulting Limited, a board member of Ayetutu Investment Company, the financial cooperative, Joshua Ogbemi. Thank you so much for talking to me on Balogun and Broad today, sir.
It's a pleasure.
Lagos, let's take that break. When we come back, 15K up for grabs for at least three lucky people. I could do 30K maybe. I don't know. It's Christmas. It's the season of giving. So I'm going to give money to whoever is still here when we come back from this break. You can find me on social media, by the way. S. Ezekwesili. Those are my handles online. Don't go away.
Listening to your number one station for talk.
Your number one station for talk.
99.3 Nigeria Info. Let's talk.
I'm Sandra Ezekwesili, Lagos. You're listening to Hard Facts on 99.3 Nigeria Info. Thank you for staying with us on that break. To reward you for staying with us, I've got 5,000 naira to give to at least three people who can tell me in 7 seconds things that start with any random letter I give to them. So, for instance, I give you the letter B. You give me the names of things, not words. You're not telling me words that start with the letter B. You're telling me things that start with the letter B. So, basketball, baby. Well, some people say baby is not a thing, but I'll permit it, you know. Book. Boil. A boil is a thing. I'm giving you things that start with the letter B, not words. So if you say bye-bye is not a thing. It's a word. I mean, they're all words, but bye-bye is a gesture. It's not a thing. A thing is a noun. So I'm looking for nouns that start with the letter B. Okay. All right, let's go. 0700-993-993-993-01465-7190. We've got 3 minutes to do it. 7 seconds, that's all you get. That's enough time for you to get the money. Hello, how are you? What's your name?
My name is Gloria.
Gloria, have you won before?
Yes.
You've not won before. Good. Okay. You've got 7 seconds. 7 seconds to give me five things that start with the letter M. M for money. You can't say
mango.
Money. Okay.
Mango, monkey, money, matches, metallurgy, Margaret.
Your time is up, and you said money, and then you said a few other things that are not things. But thank you very much for calling and trying, Gloria. 99.3, hello.
Hello, Sandra.
How are you? What's your name?
I'm Jude, calling from Madagri Express.
Jude, have you won before?
No.
You've got 7 seconds to give me five words that start with the letter M.
man, mango, money, machine, matches.
Okay, congratulations. You are my first winner. Yeah.
Along the way to now.
Oh, well done. Congrats.
I don't chop our money.
You don't chop our money.
Yes,
stay on the line. Stay on the line. Stay on the line.
I'm the most happiest person today.
Stay on the line. Let me get your number, okay?
No, Allah.
Okay, what's your number? What's your I didn't hear the last thing, oh my guy. What are the last digits of your number? 6092. What's your full name? Jude who? Kamalu Jude. All right, can you call the number again? Let's go over it one more time. 62. 68. Okay. All right. Thank you very much, Kamalu Jude. We appreciate it. Thank you. Bye. Okay. Let's see who's next. 99.3. Hello.
Hello.
How are you? What's your name?
My name is Chisom.
Chisom? Chisom, you don't sound like you want this money. Oh, should I be going?
No.
I should stay?
Yes.
Chisom, all right. Give me five words. Five things. Sorry, not words. Things that start with the letter K.
Kangaroo, knife, keyboard, kitchen, king, key.
Okay, congratulations. You're my second winner. Well done. Stay on the line. Let me get your number, all right?
Okay.
What's your number? 090. 4650.
95.
Okay, what's your full name?
Chikeze.
Chisom. All right. Chisom Chikeze, thank you very much. And congratulations again. Goodbye. Let's try for one more person. We've got time to try for... Okay, no, actually, we don't have time to try for one more person because I have to pivot. Remember, it's still Balogun and Broad. And the final 15 minutes of Balogun and Broad is brought to you by our guests from Codros. Codros is here. I've got Olanike Olabode here. She is the managing director at Codros. Codros are insurance brokers, and they have a number of other offerings that they've been talking to us right here on the show every Wednesday from 5:45. Olanike, good to have you on the show. Good evening to you.
Good evening, Sandra.
Welcome. Good to have you in the studio.
Thank you so much.
Welcome.
Thanks for having me here.
Yes. Okay. Now, talk to us about insurance, right? Tell us what your particular offerings are as far as insurance is concerned, you know, but let's start with first of all, you know, what is insurance? Why should I get insurance?
Thank you so much, Sandra. Insurance is a catalyst to drive economic growth.
Okay.
Building wealth is not just enough.
Okay.
You need to put in place a mechanism to protect and to preserve your wealth. And insurance is that mechanism that is needed to protect your wealth.
Okay.
And once you suffer any financial loss, insurance comes in to pay you in the event of any eventuality. And that's what insurance is all about. So it's not just enough buying items. It's not just enough building wealth. You need to put that mechanism in place that will protect you in case there is loss or there's damage to your wealth.
Okay, so you said wealth. That means, you know, for those of us that don't have wealth, we don't need it now. You know, you have people that say, I don't have money, insurance is expensive, I don't need to do insurance. What do you say to people like me?
Insurance is not expensive. Insurance is very affordable.
Okay.
For an individual, there are four major products that is recommended for you to have. First of all, you must have a health insurance. You must have a auto insurance. You know, there is a part of auto insurance that is very compulsory, and that's top party. You know, we have comprehensive. If you want to drive on the road, it's expected you must have at least top party. Most people think top party is just police let me pass. It's just more than police let me pass. Because on that top party, there is a limit of 1 million damage to top party property, not you. When you insure comprehensively, that's why the insurance also comes to put you in the same financial position that you were immediately before the loss. So for an individual, you have four recommended products. I've mentioned health. I've mentioned auto.
Mm-hmm.
I've also mentioned auto.
Health. Well, you mentioned auto and health, yes, but auto, you haven't mentioned
life,
the third one yet.
Life, mm-hmm. life, and also you must also have a personal accident policy.
Talk to me about the life and personal accident policy ones.
For life, you can take up if you take up life policy.
Mm-hmm.
Life is not just it covers debt in case there is a debt,
mm-hmm.
and we have some parts of life policy that are investment link
mm-hmm.
in case. After the maturity benefits, if you survive,
mm-hmm.
then you say, okay, give me my money, and you collect your money with interest because it's an investment link policy.
Mm.
So life policy is very, very essential because nobody knows the time of his or her death.
Mm.
It may or may not happen.
Mm.
And that's why you need to prepare for any eventuality to take care of you or your dependent.
Mm.
That's your beneficiary.
Mm-hmm. Okay, then talk to me about the accident one, the personal injury
personal
one.
Accident,
mm-hmm.
Personal accident is renewable every year.
Okay.
It's an annual policy.
Okay.
It covers debt. It covers permanent disablement. It covers medical expenses.
Mm-hmm.
And even so, to some extent, we have extension of burial expenses there.
Mm-hmm.
So when you take up such policy, at least as an addition to your life policy, if anything mm-hmm. happens and it resulted into debt,
mm-hmm.
of course, it covers you.
Mm-hmm.
Then the beneficiary will be paid mm-hmm. at debt. But if an accident happened and it resulted into a permanent disablement,
mm-hmm.
it comes to pay you
the
benefits that you have speculated at the time that you are taking up the policy. And if the accident resulted into medical expenses,
mm-hmm.
it covers the medical expenses. If it resulted into debt and maybe your beneficiary, they don't even have burial expenses, they don't have money to cover the burial expenses, the policy also comes in to take care of you.
I see. And you're saying that you know, all of these things are pretty affordable. You're saying
yes,
that
very, very affordable.
What does affordable mean though?
It's a premium that you pay
mm-hmm.
to cover your loss.
Can we talk numbers? Is it possible to talk numbers, or is it when people come then you can tell them how much we're talking about here? That's
no,
affordable.
It depends on the value or the benefit. Let's take it for example for auto.
Mm.
Now, when you buy a car, how much is the car value of your car?
Mm-hmm.
The value of my car is 5 million.
Mm-hmm.
So certain percentage is rate. But when you come, of course, we'll tell you.
Mm-hmm.
But when you talk to the brokers,
mm.
as individual, it's advisable you talk to. We are brokers. In the insurance industry, you have the insurance company,
mm-hmm.
you have the insured,
mm-hmm.
then you have the intermediary.
Mm-hmm.
They are the professionals, the brokers, and we are brokers.
Right.
Registered insurance brokers.
Right.
So when you talk to us about your particular insurance need,
right.
then we'll assess your risk,
mm-hmm.
we evaluate your risk,
mm-hmm.
they'll be able to get the best pricing for you
mm-hmm.
from the underwriter, the insurance companies that carries the risk.
Mm-hmm.
We'll talk to them as professional and we get the best rate for you.
I see. Okay. Lagos, if you just tuned in, hello to you. I've got Olanike Olabode here. She's Managing Director, Codros Insurance Brokers Limited. And she's here today talking to us about how to take full advantage of your insurance policy. Codros sponsors the final 15 minutes of our business segment, Balogun and Bro, every Wednesday from 5:45. We'll take a quick break. When we come back, we'll talk to Nike about why she didn't mention. Can I call you Nike? Is it okay to call you Nike?
Olanike.
Okay. Olanike. So I'll ask Olanike why she didn't mention businesses. Do our businesses need insurance? Because she mentioned four, and the four were the vehicle one for individuals, yes. But she hasn't really talked about businesses yet. So we'll take a quick break, come back, and hopefully they have packages for businesses as well. I'm Sandra Ezekwesili Lagos. Don't go away. Thank you very much to Codros for sponsoring the final 15 minutes of today's Balogun and Broad. Olanike Olabode is here. She's a managing director for Codros Insurance Brokers Limited. Talk to me about insuring businesses. So you've talked about the personal insurance. Let's move now to business insurance. Are there different types? Does one size fit all? What happens there?
Okay, thank you so much, Sandra.
Mm.
For businesses, our prospects are individuals, which I've talked about.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Then that's corporate organizations.
Mm-hmm.
Then we have government. Those are our prospects. For businesses, there are some questions you need to ask yourself.
Okay.
Do you have an employee? If your answer to that is yes, do you have an equipment? Do you have a building? Do you have a stock?
Mm.
Do you have services at a fee?
Hmm.
If your answers to all those questions are yes,
hmm.
that means your business requires insurance. You require insurance. And what are the classes of insurance that you can do? Of course, you can do fire and special peril. You can do burglar insurance. You can do equipment insurance, all risk insurance. You can do marine haul if you're into importation, marine haul, marine cargo. You have computer all risk, equipment all risk. You have public liability. You have indemnity insurance. You have they're all general insurance businesses that you can do. And for life, for businesses, you can, group life is recommended.
Okay.
It's regulated.
Okay.
That you must, if you have a staff 5 and above, you must have an insurance policy to cover them, which is group life. And it's recommended.
Government. Interesting stuff. Okay. Now, which of these types of insurance can I buy through Codros Insurance Brokers?
Yes, you can buy different classes of general insurance policy and life insurance policies, health policy, insurance policy.
Okay.
You can buy through insurance broker, Codros Insurance Broker.
Okay. So say someone is listening right now and they want to buy insurance through Codros Insurance Brokers. How can I get started?
So to get started with Codros, through Codros Insurance Broker, you need to contact us. No, you send an email to our contact center at codros.com.
Okay.
Or you phone us. You can get us on 0700-267-3767 or our WhatsApp number, chat only, 0700-267-3767. Our office, physically, if you want to visit our office, is at number 110 Number William Street, Ikoyi, Lagos. Then you can follow us on social media at Codros on Instagram and Facebook, or at Codros Capital on Twitter.
Okay.
So you can contact us then from there.
We'll go from there. Can you share that number again, and can you share it slowly this time so that some of my old listeners will get it down?
Our contact number 0700-267-3767. Let me take it again.
Yes, please.
0700-267-3767.
Okay.
And WhatsApp 0700-267-3767.
Okay.
And our website is www.codros.com.
Okay.
Our office address, 110 Number William Street, Ikoyi, Lagos.
How do you spell Codros?
C-O-R-D-R-O-S. Codros.
Okay.
C-O-R-D-R-O-S. Codros Insurance Brokers Limited.
All right. Fantastic. If you just tuned in, hello to you. You're listening to the Managing Director, Codros Insurance Brokers Limited, Olanike Olabode. And she's talking to us today about how to take full advantage of your insurance policy. You know, the thing about insurance in Nigeria, people talk about this quite a bit. You know, they pay for insurance, but when it's time to get the benefits, when it's time to get the payouts, when it's time to get their money out, it becomes this long, torturous process. How is it different for you guys? What's the payout process with you guys?
And that's the new reason, the more reason why you need to contact, take your insurance policy through a registered insurance broker.
Okay.
Codros Insurance Broker is a registered insurance broker.
Okay.
When you come to us, you will take away the stress from you.
Okay.
We are professionals.
Okay.
We know the underwriters. We know the insurance companies. We talk to them. And we get your claim. That one of the benefits that you enjoy when you go through an insurance broker is that you get your claim promptly settled.
Okay.
Through the insurance company.
Okay.
But the brokers will have to go through the route, go through the stress on your behalf.
So to be clear, you guys are not an insurance company. You're just a broker.
We are intermediary between the insurance company.
So you help me buy the insurance.
Yes.
And you help me collect the insurance money when it's time to collect the insurance
money.
I see. All right, tell me a bit more about Codros Insurance Brokers. I know that we jumped right into the conversation without really like talking about you guys, but tell me a bit more about you guys.
Thank you so much, Sandra. Codros Insurance Broker is a subsidiary of Codros Capital Limited. And Codros Insurance Broker is registered as an insurance broker under NCRIB, Nigeria Council of Registered Insurance Brokers, and also licensed by NICOM, National Insurance Commission, to transact all kinds of general insurance business and life insurance business.
Okay. Well, thank you very much for talking to us on the show today. We really enjoyed talking with you. But before we let you go, please, again, share your contact information with us for those who are thinking about getting an insurance broker to chase down an insurance company that has refused to pay out their insurance to them or their insurance claim. For those who want to buy insurance but don't know where to start. start. Lagos dealt with a series of fires a couple of weeks ago. Someone just lost his car to a fire incident on my way to work today, Lekki Epe. So someone like that is probably thinking, oh, if I had this car insured, this wouldn't be that much of a loss, even though it's a huge loss. So there are people that are listening, they're like, okay, well, I want someone to go that message for me. What are the numbers they can call? What's the website again? What's the email? Share all of that with us again, Olanike.
Thank you, Sandra. Our email address is contactcenter@kodros.com. And our phone number is 0700-267-3767. Again, 0700-267-3767. And our website is www.kodros.com. Our office address is 110 Noma William Street, Ikoyi, Lagos. Then you can also follow us on social media at Kodros on Instagram and Facebook, and at Kodros Capital on Twitter.
Olanike, you have been such a pleasure. Thank you so much for your time this evening. Lagos, let's bring you the news at 6. Once we're done with the news at 6, it will be time for Build to Go.